This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Golden Mics, free advice and protecting your anonymity. So break up, tell the truth, and above all, you do you, and seize the cheese, if I.
Damn, what a crooner.
Yeah. Did you like that, or would you like say that he was a little flat on the
No
the
way.
End part?
No, how dare you give a note, you fucking...
Because
you're a troll.
Do you hear me right here?
Okay. I'll admit that that was actually pretty good.
And that was like with minimal vocal warm-ups.
Why don't you... My left ear AirPod wasn't quite working. Can you hit that note one more time? I just want to see. I want to make sure you can do it twice. Because that's kind of what makes you, you know...
Every right, step of it, I'll be here. Every step of the way.
Right.
And I... Yeah, and then it goes up like from there.
Yeah, sorry, the Zoom is doing that thing where it like cuts off like kind of, you know, a noise that could be painful to your ears, you know, like it muted you because you were so grating. And I'm glad you did it twice because that did confirm my belief that you actually, you're tone deaf, flat, and you're not good at singing, bud. But I bet you wish you could sing like me.
Wow. Whitney?
Yeah.
Is that you?
She's dead.
You know who sang the original version of that song?
No.
Maybe it wasn't the original, but in the 60s or 70s, Dolly Parton sang that song.
Huh.
And it's a great rendition. I Will Always Love You. Yeah. Dolly Parton. Wow. Maybe it was like based on an old song.
Who sang that one that we heard?
That was Whitney Houston, yeah.
No way. Did she submit a fucking If I Were You theme song?
It was Sean Hotley, who's Sean a day Hotley. One listener. A short cover of the Whitney Houston I Will Always Love You from, do you remember the movie?
Bodyguard.
That's right, The Bodyguard.
Starring Whitney Houston and Bruce Willis?
I think it was Kevin Costner.
That's what I was trying to debate in my head.
Yeah.
You think it was Kevin Costner, huh?
I feel like the movie was just like a reason to have Whitney sing the song. Like the song was such an important... It's like the Titanic movie where it's like the movie was big, but it's really all about that song. It's like the song is almost as big, if not bigger.
Yeah, the song is more iconic than the movie. That's for sure. Yeah. And I just looked it up and I was right. It is Kevin Costner.
All right, good. Me and Kevin Costner, by the way.
Yeah, you said it was somebody else.
Me and Kevin Costner, both January 18th babies.
Really?
I don't know if that's like cool for him, cool for me. I bet we're both equally humbled and honored to have that attaboys with each other.
Well, he definitely doesn't know that you have the birthday because you're irrelevant to Costner. But I will say that I think that's pretty cool. And I actually might change my birthday so I can share my birthday with the Cost Goat. So maybe I wouldn't mind being born on 118.
I cannot do that.
Although you get one birthday shift. I think if you get a name change, you get a birthday change.
I think I tweeted this one time where for $10,000, you should be able to nudge your birthday a day. So it's not like a full shift. It's just like a $10,000 one-time nudge. Like, obviously, you want to, like, be close to your birthday. So, like, I can't just say I want to be fucking 4th of July, whatever.
I think you should be able to do that. I should be able to,
here's 10 grand, make my legal birthday the 17th of January.
I don't think it should cost that much. I think it's like a name change. I just think you can't abuse it. You get one, and it could be whatever you want within a year.
Nudge?
You know, you can't change the year.
But you can't go from January 1st to December 31st. That's like borderline giving you an extra year of life. That's the beauty of the nudge. It's more of a budge than a nudge because it won't budge that much. It's a bump. It's a scoot. It's a fudge. A slide.
The nudge is a budge. It's a fudge. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So you'd be like, just like,
I could share a birthday with Obama if I nudged. Exactly. I do one day nudge. But
and oddly enough, I could do that too with Michelle Obama.
That is really interesting. We don't talk about that enough, the fact that you and I are one day off of the Obamas.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes you and I a power couple. Like,
honestly, they should nudge if we're talking about
to match us.
Yeah.
I mean, 8/5 is a pretty glorious birthday, if I do say so myself.
Because it's 8/5/8/5.
Yeah, I mean, mine is especially special, but I think even 8/5 is pretty good.
Why is it any better than 8/4?
Because, well, I mean, for me, it's 8/5/8/5, and
I think
for
anybody
else. Right,
but you say regardless of that.
Regardless, I think it's a nice number. I think 8/5 is, you know, that's a number people like to see.
Ocho cinco.
Yeah, the 5. I think the 5 is good. I mean, 8/4 is pretty solid as well.
Yeah. I'm going to come up with the nudging idea as a business plan and sell it to the fucking government. Cut this part out because I want to like go live/public with it soon.
You want that funding. You want those government contracts. You're the bookkeeping. And I actually could be a notary for your new business because you're going to need... I didn't, but I think I still think I can do it. New York is a pretty easy state. Or no, actually, Connecticut is where I'm going to get notarized. New York is a little harder.
Officially through you.
Yeah, but I have to notarize things. I think I have to notarize things in Connecticut, unfortunately. But if I notarize something in Connecticut, it would be recognized anywhere you need a notary.
Let's touch base offline.
About, do you want to connect business later? Okay.
Let me connect.
Have your assistant get my avails for later in the week.
Yeah,
and we'll circle up.
I'm seeing your calendar avails.
Yeah.
Right here. And some blackout hours. That's actually a lot of blackout hours.
Yeah. Well, I'm masturbating in a hyperbaric chamber from Tuesday to Tuesday of
it
next
says
week.
That. I didn't want to say that.
Under the details.
Yeah, it was very explicit in the Calendly, public Calendly, by the way.
Yeah, a sensory deprivation chamber.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you did get that notarized?
Yes.
Sean, who wrote and performed that song, co-hosts a podcast that's a chapter-by-chapter review/critique of... drumroll, please. The Hardy Boys books.
Oh, good shit. 3 years. I never read those, but it seems like they would be fun to read.
Yeah, I never read them either. 3 years, 5 books, 4 live shows later, and we're loving all 4 of our listeners. You can find it at HardyAndSonsPodcast.com or find me at my full name, all lowercase, no spaces.com.
Interesting.
Wow, that does actually forward to his full name. There's no way that's easy to remember or spell. My full name, all lowercase, no spaces.com. That's like something we would give out on a Squarespace ad.
Yeah.
Okay. let's get to business. Actually, quick housekeeping. I think we are close to, if not at, the 9-year anniversary of our podcast. Not really a special one, but you know, getting closer to 10. We started in May of 2013.
Wow. What do you want to do for the 9-year anniversary? I mean, we're probably going to miss it because I'll be traveling and we're recording in advance.
What? Traveling during the anniversary?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be on tour with my other, more successful, frankly, podcast.
No way. Where?
We're going to Ireland and the UK. Dublin, London, Manchester, Ireland. Edinburgh.
I love Ireland.
You should go. You should definitely go. You're not invited with me, but you're allowed to go there.
All right, put me on
your
list.
Own time and on your own dime. If you want to go to the show, I can get you a comp, but you are going to have to buy a drink. It's a 2-drink minimum. And you'll have to bring me a gift, obviously, for the courtesy.
What courtesy? What courtesy? I still have to get
the drinks. I invited you to my show.
I don't want the Guinness. I really don't think I can drink two of them in one show.
You can get a diet soda. You just can't get water.
They overcharge for those, knowing that I'm sort of trying to skirt the alcohol fee. You know, they charge too much for the bottle.
Yeah, and you might as well buy a t-shirt from the merch table while you're there as a courtesy.
Give me a t-shirt. I'll wear it for free as a courtesy. For our anniversary, give me a shirt. I'll fly myself to the show, pay for the ticket. You get one of the two drinks, and I'll get the shirt for a courtesy.
I'll give you a shirt, but you're buying a poster as a courtesy. And I will wear sign it as a courtesy.
I'll wear the shirt for free as a courtesy. You then have to give me an autograph for the poster I'll pay for as a courtesy.
Yes, right.
As a courtesy.
That's a courtesy.
Okay. Thank you. That I'm glad settled. We got You're to welcome. The bottom
Thank
of that.
You. Yeah.
I really think you should upgrade my ticket to Dublin on Aer Lingus. From Lingus. Comfort to Comfort Plus as a courtesy.
You want extra leg room as a courtesy on Lingus? I can get you a checked bag, but we're not going to do anything about this. You will actually, you know what? As a courtesy, I will give you Comfort Plus, but it will be a middle seat. You're going to have to do me that courtesy. I can't sprint for the aisle. I cannot afford the window.
As a courtesy, though.
As a courtesy. And I will get you a checked bag, but you will be Ubering from the airport. I can't pick you up. That's a courtesy to me.
They have Uber in Dublin?
Yes, they have. It's an international company.
As a courtesy.
As a courtesy, yeah.
Here's a porn related. You talked about jerking it in your calendar. Here's a Here's a great jerking it question with a great subject line. The porn ultimatum.
I love it already.
I'm a 27-year-old female in my first ever long-term serious relationship. Are there any girls in like porn that we can refer to this person as? Like, do girls do porn too? Or is it just usually like directors and producers that you know?
I know mostly the men behind the production company and the men who own the streaming conglomerates.
Yeah.
You know, the reality kings, the Brazzers, if you will.
Right.
But I can name a porn star. Do you want to give me a genre?
What do you mean, like horror or like what do you mean a genre?
Like big ass, big tits, anal, FFM, MMF, you know, that type of thing.
Oh yeah,
gaping.
Yeah, sure, gaping.
Really?
Permission to give me a subgenre?
Let's go Jessa Rhodes.
Right. 27-year-old female in a long-term relationship. First ever long-term serious relationship. It's going well, except my boyfriend is way too into porn. It's like part of his routine. The way some people might have a show they watch or a yoga class they go to on Thursdays, he watches porn on Thursdays. It's not that that's the only time he watches it, but that's when he makes the biggest meal of it. Some nights I'll be like, I want to watch a film, and he'll be like, nah, I gotta watch porn. Sometimes I'll wait for him to finish to start whatever I'm doing, but other times I'm too annoyed and just go ahead, and then he'll get annoyed and try to get me to restart if I'm watching something or be passive-aggressive about us eating dinner separately. We've been late to social events because of his habit. He talks to his mutual friends about it, which is embarrassing, and the files and tabs are pretty prominent on his laptop and desktop computer. Also, it can't be... it can't be a shared sexy time activity because I only like gay porn and he won't watch that. We're still fucking and it's not affecting that, except maybe making me a little less confident in myself. Personally, I only watch porn during dry spells, not when I'm getting it on the reg, so I'm okay with other people still partaking. I just hate how big of a presence it is in my life. Do you think it's time to come to the porn ultimatum, or is there another way out? Thanks. P.S., we both have tickets to NADPOD in Dublin.
Wow.
So if we break up, at least one of us won't go.
All right. Well, I'm glad we're answering this probably before the show. So hopefully they are going to both be there.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird. Is this not weird to you?
Well, it's at first it's like, let your boyfriend watch porn. But then it's like, oh, yeah. He's doing it so much that he's missing social obligations, sort of neglecting you. And now suddenly you're playing second fiddle to this hobby / borderline addiction that he has.
Yeah.
And she actually adds, PPS, as I'm writing, I'm wondering if I should be worried about him. Is porn addiction a serious problem?
It is a real thing. But it doesn't necessarily sound like he has. It's almost like he's a little too proud of it. Like, I think it's normal to watch porn and engage with porn and have your own private, rich, masturbatory life. But the key word there, I think, is private. I don't think that it is necessarily something that you should be like, I'm going to go watch porn now. You know, that seems odd.
The fact that he's not like a little bit hiding it. He's more, you're saying it's weird that he's like so open about it. He's talking about it like it's just like a TV show that he watches.
Yeah, like I think that it's, I don't know, maybe I'm just old school, but like I'm okay with everyone knowing the idea of that I watch, you know, that I watch porn, but I don't want people to know exactly when. That's yeah.
And how.
That's personal. Yeah.
Yeah, it is personal. But I think the bigger problem is, like, you know, as long as we're trying to, like, you know, be sex forward and positive and people should talk about porn like television if they want to or whatever, the bigger problem is like missing other things. Like, I think that's when like addictions start to become a problem, where it's like, right. Do I like alcohol or am I an alcoholic? One of those questions.
Yeah.
Or like, do you like find yourself like not being there for other people because of alcohol? Is it a problem?
Do you prioritize the porn over other things?
Yeah, exactly. So like if you're doing it a lot or a little, doesn't necessitate addiction. It just seems like the problem is when it creates problems in your life. Like, for example, she can't start a movie until you're done cranking it. And she can't eat dinner without, or she has to eat dinner without you because you're too busy masturbating.
Right. So I guess to me, it's almost like, just pretend that it's not about masturbating. You know, pretend that it's not about porn. It's
yeah,
like,
let's just say it's an anime. He's really into anime or something.
He has another hobby. He's, okay, so I have to watch movies and he's like late to them and sometimes I eat dinner by myself.
Yeah.
I don't think that's grounds for dismissal. I think that's in line with other annoying relationship things.
Yeah.
I think the solution here is to be like, watch all the porn you want, but just don't tell me that that's what you're doing. You know, find a reasonable excuse, and
or stick to a schedule. Like, you can't during our time, you can't be late or dropping the ball or you know.
So it's not, but yeah, and it's not necessarily about the porn. It's like, hey, we're eating dinner. You can't watch porn right now. Like, of course, but it's like we're eating dinner. You have to be around for that. You know, so it's porn or not. If we're gonna watch a movie, I expect you to be around, you know, to do that. If we're going to eat dinner, you have a reasonable expectation as someone's girlfriend that they're not going to like be late and make you eat alone.
Yes, exactly.
And then when it comes to The biggest issue is that she said it has no effect other than making her feel less confident, which I would say is a very big effect.
Right.
And I don't think that that's something that you should be feeling in a relationship. You should always be feeling more confident, more yourself in a relationship.
Right.
So again, porn aside, I would share that fact. I'm feeling less confident because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And you should do everything you can to correct or address it.
Right. So it's like, I would just be like, I'm not embarrassed or ashamed or upset about the porn itself, but more so about the fact that this hobby, whatever it is taking priority mm-hmm. over me.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can answer this question live on stage as like, who's your most recent character that you're doing at this specific live show? Do you know?
There's two different answers. My most recent character is a half giant named Calder Kilday.
Uh-huh.
But I will be performing in Dublin as Hard One Surefoot.
Okay. So like it could be like almost like a Hard One. Like how would he possibly
try I'd hate to commandeer the show because
the story almost.
Hundreds of people have bought tickets to see not
But you
this.
Could, yeah, but you could, in theory, like, roll a five and then stare this guy directly in the eyes and then, like, say something like, yeah. I don't really know how to do the voice, but, like, you should, yeah.
A really low roll, then interrupt the show and talk about this guy's personal problem that he wrote into another podcast for.
Yeah, exactly.
So just him and his girlfriend and me, so three people in the whole entire room will know what's going on. Because, this episode won't have aired.
Yeah.
This episode won't have aired by the time I'm at the Dublin show. So everybody would be confused.
Yeah.
Saying that, though, does make me think that I should do it just because it would really freak just these two people out who hadn't heard the show and known that I read the email.
Just a quick sample of what that would sound like. I'm just curious, like Hard One sort of admonishing this guy's porn watching habits. Like, what would that?
Hey, you can watch porn, but just don't be so loud about it.
That's good. Okay. And then Murphy would be like, what are you, sorry, you just walked up to an elf and that's what you're saying to him.
Sorry, Murph, this guy wrote into my other podcast, not Hard One's podcast, not my podcast, Jake's podcast. Dublin. Why am I being dragged off stage? Oh, come on.
For breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let us know how it goes. And let me know if you end up meeting this, I want to say power couple at this point.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, let's take a break. Thank some sponsors. Come back and answer more questions on the other side of these massages.
Peace.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we have returned.
Yeah.
No unsolicited advice this week because we're so burnt out from our company trip to Arizona. We all went to Scottsdale and met each other for the first time.
And you would call that being burnt out from it?
I think it feels like a
negative connotation to take away.
Sunburnt and sore from the week/weekend that we did. You're, from Tuesday to Friday.
Right. So I guess burnt out maybe makes sense, but I feel like I'm energized. I'm enthusiastic. I'm excited for the future. The team is good. The team is great.
Everybody was nasty to me, and you didn't really defend me on the days.
I think you ended up arriving with a bad
having had
way too many martinis on the flight. You were absolutely blackout drunk.
I had to fly myself in.
Yeah, and you couldn't. You were so drunk that you couldn't do the company happy hour, which was a company sanctioned time to consume alcohol.
Yeah, a sad hour. That's what I called it for me. Mm-hmm. But we basically have hired so many people during the pandemic at HeadGum that by the time our first company offsite happened last week in Arizona, we were meeting people that we were working with for the first time in years.
Yeah. It was a handful of people. It was their second day.
Right. So it's like, we just hired you virtually and now I'm meeting you for the first time. And this is your first
day. Hired virtually on a Friday.
Top golf. Yeah.
Monday is the first day. Tuesday, they fly to Arizona and are just on vacation with us for a few days.
Yes. Did you enjoy the Top Golf? Because I had never played it before, but I was intrigued by it.
Yeah. I guess I feel the same way that I do about bowling with Top Golf. It's kind of fun. For a couple frames, it's fun for a game, but then when you play for 3 hours, by the end, I didn't care when it was my turn or not. You know, in the beginning, you're just kind of eagerly waiting, like, I want to hit the balls.
Yeah.
3 hours later, somebody would be like, Jake, it's your turn, and I was just like, you know, down getting food or talking to somebody, like, oh, okay, I'll come back, hit my 5 balls or my 10 balls as quick as possible and then leave because my hands were hurting.
Yeah, I had a blister for some reason. I will say that there were a few good golfers among us and it did make me want to be like, I want to like look like that when I'm, because I had never hit a golf ball. I'd never done driving range. So like,
yeah,
it seems pretty self-explanatory. You just whack the ball and yet there's so many little things that you could do right or wrong.
Yeah, there are. And the funny thing is, like, I think you and I both know, like, enough about the mechanics of a swing. Like, a couple times we connected. And when you connect right and it just goes far and straight and everything works, it feels like fucking a hot knife through butter.
Yeah.
It's just, it's beautiful. And
look
then,
at that ball so far away. Yeah, two football
you, like, barely,
fields away.
You, like, you feel the stroke a tiny little bit, but you mostly, like, just hear it and you just know that it's soaring.
It's
but then, like, 90% of the time, I'm just like whacking it, slicing it, like feeling a vibration through my hands. Like, oh, that like
or missing it entirely.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah, that hurts your ego more than your hands. So
right. It shouldn't hurt more.
I don't think. I'm never gonna. I never say never, but it doesn't hold any interest for me. I wouldn't be like, oh man, I want to get good at golf. Ideally, I'd be able to drive the ball far, but that's all I care about.
I would say I'm intrigued to try like an 18 holes, like, because it does seem like a nice way to pass like 4 outdoor hours. Like, there are people who
you're
like
already
go
playing
on
tennis.
I'm playing tennis, and if I go to like a place with a good golf course and I just have no idea how to play, which is where I currently am, and putting seems fun too because of mini golf.
Yeah, putting probably, at the very least, putting seems like easier to fake it with.
Yeah,
driving is like a real, if you, it's a major humbler. You, yes. It's very evident if you don't know what you're doing. Mini golf, I feel like you can fake it for the most part.
With driving, there was no aim for me. I would just swing and sometimes hit it, sometimes not. Sometimes it would go 4 inches, sometimes it would go 200 yards, and there's just no way of telling which direction that would go in.
Yeah. So is that all you got out of the retreat? You know, what else did we do?
Oh, there was that time I just sort of went on a solo walk.
The side of the highway. Yeah.
That actually did happen. Our Uber driver blew a tire on the freeway. He changed a tire on the freeway, which was incredibly dangerous, but we survived that.
Horrifying.
But it was cool to actually see everybody, and makes me wonder when we'll actually be able to do that again.
I know. I hope soon. I mean, we'll do another HeadGum live event, though. Like, those are usually optional. I guess this is technically optional, but
yeah, maybe at the live do a HeadGum live show. You mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, we had such an incredible turnout.
And what did you think of Arizona in general? Are you pro or anti-Zona?
You know, I guess ultimately pro, but I'm more of a, I like the flora, you know? I like a little
foresty,
more green space. Yeah. I like some slightly cooler atmosphere. I mean, it was like 95 and sunny
desert.
Every single day.
Yeah, a lot of
quite
cacti.
Dry, quite arid. Yeah.
Very dry.
I don't have any issue with Arizona. I don't think I don't think Arizona makes my top 10 states that I'd like to live in list, though.
Interesting. Well, what 9 states would you put above Arizona if it's New York?
New York, Connecticut, California.
3.
Washington.
State.
Oregon.
Yeah. Okay, that's 5.
Okay. And then let's figure Hawaii, obviously. Yeah.
Texas. 6.
North Carolina, not Texas.
Really?
No, not Texas.
North Carolina, 7.
Yeah.
You're running out of states really fast.
I'm not running out of states. There's 50 of
Michigan.
Them. No, I wouldn't want to go to Illinois. Michigan actually probably does rate above it.
Yeah?
Not really. Tennessee,
Arizona.
Let's say.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Like a Memphis, Nashville style.
Yeah, Nashville.
Yeah, that's 8. Florida? Would you put Florida above Arizona?
I actually might.
Really?
It's at least by the beach.
Wow.
I'm a surfer now. But maybe I'd stick it more in the Northeast, and I'd say Maine. Oh, yeah, for sure Maine.
Maine over Arizona.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not afraid of the cold, cold months.
No. And... there's a couple other ones that would be tough. Did I already say Idaho? Because Idaho's
no, of course you didn't cool say mountains. Idaho.
Idaho's got the Sawtooth Mountains. Idaho is cool. It's got some lakes.
Yeah.
You know, then there's Montana. That would probably be pretty sick. But I'm not choosing any of these. I'm just saying I'd probably do something cheeky and be like New Jersey, and I'd live in Jersey City, which is basically
cool.
Like still living in New York.
Oh yeah, that's nice. All right, so you put Arizona in the 11 to 12 range.
Yeah, probably even 11 lower. To 15. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to have it above like the Missouris of the world.
Yeah, it'd be above
like
Missouri. I think it'd also be above Michigan ultimately.
Really? That's really interesting.
Day.
Damn.
Because Sedona
cool.
is pretty cool, and it's got the mountains. It's got the greens. There are Scottsdale is different than the rest of Arizona. I can feel my ats piling up, but don't bother because I won't read them.
But you weren't on Zillow and in Arizona like you are in other states.
That's correct.
And as for me,
how would you?
I purchased a condo
and a condom
in Phoenix. I actually took out a loan on a condom, so I paid 40 cents down.
And a home I have to pay equity off the last line of condom,
59 cents over the next 30 years.
How would you rank our employees? We have about 30 people that work for us.
Damn, that's a great question.
So like starting with number 30, you know, like bottom of the
barrel. At the bottom. So like starting at Jeffrey down there, right, and then going up.
Yeah, going up from Jeff.
Okay, like, so Jeff at the lowest.
Yeah, Jeff is max garbage.
Yeah. Marty, I would put 29.
29, yeah, same.
Pyle, 28.
28. I would put him at 27.
Oh, interesting. And Michigan at 26, yeah, or 28.
Michigan's at 29.
Yeah.
28.
Yeah. And then who else? Who else is just like bargain basement shitty down there?
Yeah. Grim, the guy that edits this one, edits our show.
Yeah. So I don't even consider, our long time consider him as a person. Friend and yeah.
Videographer, so Grim last. Director, writer, and then, yeah, editor. Yeah.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Grim dead last.
Dead last.
That's
yeah.
Grim.
Okay. That's good.
Cohen. I can't think of anyone that cracks the top 10.
There's no way, even on a curve, you'd have to put some people in the top 10, even if they're all bad. Like you can still rank people.
I'm just kidding. I don't mean to be nasty. Everybody's actually really good. I suck. I'm 30.
It's you that's bad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Any other takeaways?
I thought the team building thing we did was pretty fun. I thought it was very humanizing to hear other people like talk through, like we had basically a corporate coach type thing, which I think
It was like an office therapy session.
Yeah. On paper, I would think it would be very lame. And in practice, I thought it was interesting just to watch other people at the company connect with what the person was saying and kind of like, you know, she gave all these like, prompts, you know, like your visions for the future. What are the things that hold you back? What would you do if you didn't have these things holding you back, et cetera, et cetera. And like hearing people's responses, I was like, oh, this is a very, you know, relatable thing. I have mm-hmm. so much more in common with everybody that works here than you might think.
Yeah. I also heard about like people at different companies going on like their first trips in a while, and it was kind of underwhelming for them and they didn't quite love it. So it's nice to be at a place where it seemed like everybody was having a good time.
Yeah. Highlights. I think for me, the trail run that I did with English and Brad.
Oh, interesting.
That was a lot of fun.
We got that was just early. Only two people. Everybody else wasn't there for that.
Yeah, but it was
a highlight. For it to be a highlight, it seems like you're
a bunch of. Because I'm not alienating anybody.
I like when we're all together in a way. Really? I'm just old-fashioned like that. I guess I like it when we're all doing shit together.
Yeah. Well, when we were at Topgolf, you were trying to muster up a group of people to go to the casino.
I wanted to peel off.
And ultimately, only you and Cohen left,
and we
right?
did consider wanting to go.
Oh, you didn't actually leave, right?
I couldn't leave, yes, yeah. because the you bus tried was going to take everyone else back to the hotel.
You tried to gather a contingent of casino goers, and
casino
you were summarily
trip the
rejected.
The night before might have been the highlight for me. That was 5 to 7 of us sort of going to the Talking Stick Resort. Shout out to them. Yes. I ended up getting kind of the shit beaten out of me at one of the poker rooms because I was caught dealing hangers, basically, as it were. I was going south, so pocketing some chips off the table and trying to like muck. I did a lot of like sort of gray area shit, like fake muck my cards to see if I can like get other people to fold face up and then be like, oh, no, I didn't actually muck my cards. I want to see like what that person had. Mm-hmm. So I was just like doing a bunch of like kind of weird strategy stuff that doesn't necessarily mean that I was cheating, but it wasn't in good faith. /conscience and that was
and it
probably
wasn't in kind
wasn't it was a returned in kind, and it was a fun night to be there. The other highlight was the pool area where you guys would spend sort of creating games for people to play, including are you close enough to a stream or not. So you would sort of blindfold
stream
someone
or
on
nah.
a raft. Yeah, stream or not, nah, where you would blindfold
oh, no,
people
it was
on
actually,
a raft.
Sorry, it was proximity or not.
Right, are you close enough to this stream or not?
Yeah, so the stream had these like little, or sorry, the pool had these like little fountain stream, these just these tiny little jets that like shot like 3 feet into the pool. and me, Micah, Dane, Brad, and we were trying to figure out. We made these games. One of them was Proximity or Not. We were on a raft, and you would lie down with your eyes closed
on the raft.
On the raft, and somebody. You shut your eyes, you'd get spun around, move right, left, and then at the end, you had to guess if you were in proximity to the stream or not.
Yeah. That game lasted a few rounds because ultimately you couldn't really tell where you were blindfolded, right?
Right. It was a complete coin toss, and it just wasn't that fun to not be in proximity.
Yeah.
But we had another very good game. I think, was it Joel that we were also playing with?
Yeah. This is the one where you were trying to get a can on a raft across the pool.
That's right.
And four people who promised not to look would try to knock over the raft can.
So you had the can on the raft upright. And the mission was for the person, you had two people. Eventually we perfected the game because we tried a couple different versions of it.
So this is the unsolicited advice for people to play this game that you invented.
In their pool.
Yeah.
We tried the version which was one person has their eyes closed and everybody else needs to get the can across without it flipping, but it was way too easy. Uh-huh. We tried two people with their eyes closed and we tried three people with their eyes closed. But ultimately, it was Johnny. not Joel, Johnny. But ultimately, if you have anyone with their eyes closed, it's really easy to avoid them.
Yeah.
And props to us for actually keeping our eyes closed because we could have cheated. No one did.
Of course.
But the ultimate version of the game was two people with their eyes open on the can, two people with their eyes shut trying to knock the can over, and one coxswain.
Yeah, sort of a coach of sorts on the team blind, telling the blindies
where to go. On the team blind, on the knock over the can team, but their eyes are open, but they're not allowed to touch the can.
Yeah.
So they're directing the blind people to knock the can.
Yeah. It was funny, at a certain point, the two blind people were sort of wrestling each other, not knowing that the other person's eyes were closed because they thought they were on the other team
That was when I boxed them out. and Johnny got safely across. I actually injured myself.
Yeah, because of the not looking.
Yeah. I scraped my hand against the pool. Either Dane or Brad punched me in the lip.
Yeah, it was, that's going to happen.
Yeah, but it was great.
It was eye-opening. And that's what the offsites are all about.
Exactly. I was living in my joy.
And now you have that memory to go with the name on a Slack channel that we've been playing with.
Exactamundo.
Okay, good recap. Let's take another break and thank some sponsors. Answer some more questions on the other side of these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. One last question to rule them all.
Yes, let's do it.
A 21-year-old male uni student in England.
Okay.
Another person who might be coming to one of your shows.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, Ron Weasley will be there.
Do let me know about the...
As a courtesy.
As a courtesy, yeah.
As a courtesy.
For the past 8 months, I've been dating this absolute 10-pence piece.
Nice.
She's intelligent, beautiful, and witty. And put my fuckboy days to rest.
Good.
Except one thing, I'm increasingly having dreams that involve sleeping with random people, not her, and in a couple of them she finds out. Now, I'd say this is obviously harmless on the surface, but it leaves me with a prolonged sense of guilt. Is there something wrong? Am I just not prepared for monogamy? Does this happen to you too? Tadan sees the cheese.
I think your dreams are the one place where it's where this is allowed.
Oh.
This is
you're saying
play.
He shouldn't this fess up game. To it.
Definitely don't fess up. Definitely don't fess up. You can't control that. And I don't think you should even hang on to guilt around it.
Wow.
If anything, maybe you're getting it out of your system in your dreams so it
That's
doesn't
good.
Come to bear IRL.
Yeah, you're having wet dreams so that your days stay dry.
Yeah, wet dreams, dry days.
That's actually, get your guitar, because I really did just think of a song called that.
Really? Really? Because I was actually thinking of that as merch. We haven't made like new merch since General cleanliness.
That's true. That's been a minute. And wet dreams, dry days.
That's
help
good. Another country
go
song by
my
accident.
Merry ways.
It's gotta be punk. Wet dreams, dry days.
Jerking off with mayonnaise.
There
using lube that's also Hellman's. For my wet dreams and dry Damon's. Matt Damon's.
There you go. You really brought it home. So you think this guy is okay? Or
okay?
Should he apologize?
No way.
Yeah.
He's been cheating in the most subconscious way.
Right.
In a way that is showing you your truest self, not even
your
alcohol.
Deepest desires.
That's right. So fucking deep, you can't even access them when you're awake. Yeah, I mean, dreams can be anything. Sometimes I have a dream where there's an armadillo and he's my father and he's talking to me. It doesn't necessarily
That actually,
mean...
we should unpack that because your father has a protective shell around him. Is that
yeah.
what you mean by
I mean,
that? That you
maybe,
can't get through to the armadillo?
Really yeah.
It's like an armored vehicle for emotions.
Yeah. And I'm like dressed in my mom's dress that she wore to my bar mitzvah, but I'm sure it doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely. Probably not.
And in so doing, I'm sort of stabbing my brothers and stepping on my mother on the way to my father.
Right. So I guess you're the one person, your dreams, you should feel guilty about your dreams. You're murdering your family and you're wearing your mother's bar mitzvah dress.
And did I mention my grind guard doesn't fit?
Oh, you didn't mention it, but I assumed.
No, that was sort of separate from the dreams. I'm just having an orthodontic issue. I think my bite is changing or some shit like that, and I can't.
That's fascinating. Is this real? That's true?
No, that's not true. I wear my grind guard too often for my teeth to change. Come on.
I see.
Cool. That's all I do.
Totally.
You love never the grind guard. Catch me not grinding. How about that?
People have told me that I need a grind guard, but I'm not going to do it. I will not. I can't.
Yeah. At first, it was a little hard, but now I can't even fucking nap without the grind because the grind is real and it's 24/7.
I don't want to rely on the grind. That's exactly what I want to avoid. I'd rather grind my teeth into tiny little nubs than to get another device in my life.
Oh, because that might really hurt the
enamel.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I'll get fucking dentures. I'm just waiting
device.
For the day.
That's
yeah.
a device.
Oh, that's a device. Oh, that's a device.
Yeah.
I'll get veneers then. Those are kind of stuck in there.
Yeah, I guess you want fake
teeth.
All
my teeth filed down to a point. We'll put
veneers. Do you have an eye mask?
I have an eye mask.
It's the same
thing. I have an eye mask, but I'm weaning myself off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to rely on it.
No, I use it about half the time now.
Just one eye. I'll go pirate patch to sleep.
All the time, but half the face.
Imagine being on a plane, you got the mask. And then the eye patch.
I've seen it. Oh, I have seen it.
Then the beanie.
So I've done
it.
You
sort
of have
three things that are covering all different parts of your head / face.
I'll go hat, eye mask, hood.
Scarf. Yeah. So,
you're just fully enclosed.
Yeah. And then shirtless with underwear dick mm-hmm. hanging out of the side, one
thong
sock.
Sandals. Yeah. Yeah.
Wet dreams, dry days.
Dry days.
All right, that's our next. That's our next fucking request.
Single?
Yeah, yeah, request for theme songs.
Cool.
These fans are more talented than us. So yeah, don't worry about your dreams. They're,
that's right.
It can't be. You shouldn't fess up to it. Enjoy it while it's happening. Yeah. And get it out of your system in a subconscious fashion.
Indeed. Wet dreams, dry days.
All right. For that theme song submission or any questions you may have, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, please.
Damn right.
And let's hear that Whitney Houston from Sean, the Hardy Boys podcast host. And we will always love you. Thanks for listening. For more of us, oh, our Patreon too, patreon.com/JA. We're watching old episodes of Jake and Amir down memory lane, coming up mm-hmm. with anecdotes, stories that we may have forgotten, at full episodes that we don't remember.
That's correct.
Some of them make us laugh. Some of them make us cry. Some of them make us ashamed to be in this business. See if you can guess which one is which.
Yeah.
And we'll be back, of course, next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Deuces.
Golden mice, free advice, and protecting your anonymity. So break up. Tell the truth, and above all, you do you, and seize the cheese. If I
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.